guesses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, fasting is a means of getting closer to God Almighty. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may His peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salaamu Alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm honored to have you as my listener. Today, we're going to study about the meaning of fasting and to understand that fasting is a means of getting closer to God, to Allah, the Almighty. So, talking about this issue, we should say that fasting is a means of getting closer to Allah because it kills the lust of the soul and strengthens the holy and spiritual powers of a person. It makes a person aware of the fear of the day of judgment and reminds him the thirst and hunger of that day. And accordingly, it frees a person from boredom and other corruptions. So if we remind the troubles we're going to face on the day of judgment, we can easily, by a little practicing, free ourselves from boredom, from corruptions, from disobedience and sins. But there is one point we should note, and that is when we fast in the Ramadan month, in the month of Ramadan, we must pay attention to the reasons for fasting, the reasons behind it. So we must study and reflect on the effects of fasting and the reasons for it. And only in this way can the spiritual qualities of fasting appear in our hearts. Otherwise, as Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam said, our fasting will be nothing but enduring hunger and thirst. For example, when we endure hunger and thirst, we should pay attention to the conditions drawn for us on the Day of Judgment. And by thinking about this issue and reminding it, free our souls, free our heart from the willing towards committing sins. And we should not let the month of Ramadan pass carelessly.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z on Islamic Lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host, and we have talked about the effects of fasting and its importance, and also understood that this is the way for spiritual effects to appear in our hearts. So, if someone can fast under this condition, I mean he's fasting, he's enduring thirst and hunger, while paying attention to the reasons behind this action, the promise of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam will be fulfilled. And it's very great. But the condition is that we have to accompany our fasting with paying attention about the reasons and thinking around the reasons behind fasting. Otherwise, our fasting actually is nothing. We are fasting to remind ourselves the problems we are going to face in the Day of Judgment, in order to free ourselves, in order to strengthen our hearts, to stay against wailing towards committing sins. So, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has promised to a person that fasts under this condition something very great. He said, whoever fasts for God on a very hot day and becomes thirsty, God compels 1,000 angels to come and anoint the face of the fasting person and bring him good news about heaven, until God says to him at the time of the breaking the fast, "How good your smell and your soul have become. O my angels, bear witness that I have forgiven this my servant." So this promise will be fulfilled for the person who accompanies fasting by thinking about the reasons of fasting, and the most important one, refraining from prohibitions in this very, very great month. So I wish that we all are subjected to this noble hadith and staying away from prohibitions. Thank you for staying with us. Goodbye, and I hope everyone is doing well.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
But I know that you are really loving, you are really caring. I can't realize, but you know that I will be better, that I will be stronger if you are by my side. Oh.